letter from the Mikado! What in the world can you have to say to me? This isn't Japanese, I can't read this. Here it is at last. I thought it would come sooner or later. The Mikado is struck by the fact that no executions have taken place in Titipu for a year. Decrees that unless somebody's beheaded within 1 month, the post of Lord High Executioner shall be abolished and the city reduced to the rank of a village.
But that would involve us all in irretrievable ruin.
Yes, there is no help for it. I shall have to execute somebody at once. The question is, who shall it be?
Well, it seems unkind to say so, but as you are already under sentence of death for flirting, everything seems to point to you.
To me? What are you talking about? I can't execute myself.
Why not?
Because, in the first place, self-decapitation is an extremely difficult, not to say dangerous thing to an attempt. And second, it's suicide. And suicide is a capital offense.
I'm sure, we might reserve that point.
True, it could be argued 6 months hence before the full court.
Besides, I don't see how a man can cut off his own head.
A man might try.
Even if he succeeded in only cutting it half off, that could be something.
No, pardon me, but there, I am adamant. As official headsman, my reputation is at stake, and I can't consent to embark in a professional operation unless I see my way to a successful result.
This professional conscientiousness is highly creditable to you, but it places us in a rather awkward position.
My dear sir, the awkwardness of your position is grace itself compared with that of a man engaged in the act of cutting off his own head.
Well, yes, I'm afraid that unless you can obtain a substitute.
A substitute? Ooh, certainly, even easier. Puba, I appoint you Lord High Substitute.
I should be delighted. Such an appointment would realize my fondest dreams. But no. At any sacrifice, I must set bounds to my insatiable ambition. I am so proud, if I'm allowed, my family pride to be my guide. I volunteer to quit this sphere, instead of you in a minute or two. But family pride must be denied, and set aside, and mortified, and mortified.
My brain indeed, within the schemes of good and new, for Titipu, for Titipu. But if I fit the benefit, then I defuse the town with booze. Now every man to wait his plan should plot and plan as best he can.
I take your share, but I don't much care.
I'm not sure if I can.
on a jimmy jimmy chopper on a big black rum. To sit in solemn silence in the short shop shop. In a presidential prison with a lifelong rum. Awaiting the sensation of a short shop shop. From a jimmy jimmy chopper on a big black rum. A dog dog dog, a lifelong rum. A short shop shop, a big black rum. To sit in solemn silence in a presidential prison in a way has a sensation from a jimmy jimmy chopper on a big black. Jimmy Chopper on a big